Profile on Praise Junction. Listen.
This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
Welcome back to Profile on Praise Junction, a Top FM Listen and Leave. Grace Motiso is my name. And on Profile today, host Pastor Ahian Gakwandi. Our guest today, I'm sure by the end of this program, I've gotten all the names. I love calling up Pastor Gakwandi. That one is easy for my tongue. And we bless the Lord. Amen. In this hour, we'll be looking at your questions and comments. Keep them coming. Our SMS line is 20933. That is 20933. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is at Hope FM Live. Do you have any question or comment for my guest today on Profile? We'll be doing that in this hour before we wrap up the program. Amen. So, Pastor Gakwandi, you know that song, Goodness of God by Bethel is one of your favorite songs before we get back to your story.
Yeah.
Why is it your favorite song?
All my life you have been faithful. He has been a faithful God in my life.
Amen.
He is my father. He is my everything that I have. Yeah. It's just my story.
Yeah.
I think someone who wrote that song knew me.
Yeah. Peeped at your life and knew what was happening.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Mm. So let's get back to your story. We stopped at a point where God has given you a breakthrough. You're in Kenya now with your uncle, and you get this sad news. Your uncle has been involved in an accident in Tanzania and has gone to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
How did that change your life?
That really was a very tough moment in my life and my sister, even in our entire family.
Yeah.
So me and my sister, we have to travel back to Kenya, to Tanzania for the burial. So when we went for burial, I told God, even if I start crying right now, am I going to see the tears? Because after crying, what next?
Yeah.
Because I was like, we cannot go back and live with the wife to our uncle. We cannot go and live in Kenya, you know. So it was kind of, you're stuck in a place you don't know what to do.
Mm.
And I remember after the burial, that's why I tell you, Grace, God is faithful.
Amen.
My sister, she heard that our uncle, the one who died, had a business in Rwanda. So they were ready to give her a small job in Rwanda.
Mm.
That was a miracle.
Yes.
So my sister say, I cannot go alone in Rwanda. I'm going with my sister. So we went back to Rwanda, me and my sister, and start living alone in like a small house. But I say, God, thank you. Even if it is small, but at least I can sleep.
Yeah.
At least nobody in the morning just start talking bad on me. At least I can eat in peace, you know. Yeah. At least I can go on Sunday to church, you know. It was, even if it was small, but we find a way of thanking God in that.
Mm.
So I started living alone with my sister. So here, that's when we are going to start another season in my life called the season of healing.
Yes.
So we started going to church. And I remember in Rwanda, we used to go to our local church. And that week, we had a prayer for our family. And I remember God told me, Gakwandi, for you to receive your healing, you need to forgive.
It was that clear.
It was just clear like that.
Mm.
And I said, God, how can I forgive people who abused me for 12 years? People who did not even love me and have mercy on me, that I was a child who was going through pain.
Mm.
God, how can I forgive them? And God clear it to me. It is not for them. It's for you.
Mm.
I was in tears that day. I cried. I said, God, I cannot forgive them on my own unless you take over.
Mm.
So I started that season of healing, of forgiving the people in my family.
Mm.
It wasn't that the wife of my uncle, Lord. You know, many people in our family really broke our heart.
Yeah.
Left us when we need them, but they did not even help us. Mm. So God started the process of forgiving people.
Mm.
Because I clear that God, it was clear in my heart that I had to forgive people.
Yes.
But what I did not know, grace for you to receive all the blessing that God has for you. Unless you forgive, you will not have room to receive the blessing that God has for you.
Mm-mm.
And for me, I say, God, I obey you because you are my Father and you know me. So in that season of healing, I started praying a lot.
Mm.
Pray even for my family.
Mm.
The people who hurt you, that the people you're kneeling down and pray for them. And started reading the word of God. I'm telling you, I started seeing hope in my life.
When you're praying for, you know, the way the Bible says, for lack of a better word, these were like your enemies. You know,
yes.
They really hurt you at pain.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're kneeling down to pray, honestly, Pastor, what are you telling God? Because you know it's one thing to say, we could be having a listener who says, hey, now what do I tell God about them? For you, what are you telling God when you're kneeling and praying?
I was praying for salvation. Because for them, they cannot understand what they did unless they receive God.
Yes.
That was my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And up to now, most of the people who I prayed, most of them have given their life to Christ.
Amen.
But others, I'm still praying for them.
Yes.
So I used to pray for my family, even God to change, do something in our family, miracle. Because in our family, we used to hear many people have died young.
Mm.
So I could pray and refuse that spirit. And you're praying for people who have hurt you, people who hate you, you know.
Mm.
And because even I was living with my sister, everybody in our family are looking at us like, what is going to happen? They're going to become a prostitute. Something is going to happen. But God is faithful.
Amen.
He is a good father.
Mm.
Sometimes you used even to not have food in the house. But I could say, God, at least I can go to church. At least I can sleep.
Yes.
But God always in the morning could provide food. I remember there's a day we missed food, me and my sister.
Hey.
We shared one egg, me and my sister, and one mandazi. And in the morning, I couldn't, because what I did not tell you, after when we reached Rwanda, my sister started praying for me, paying my school fees for me to finish high school.
Actually, I wanted to ask, did you finish school?
Yeah, yeah. My sister, she said, I'm going to pay for you. Because now I wasn't in the boarding school.
Yes.
In Rwanda, we used to have those kind of evening classes for the people who did not have money to pay to go to their boarding school. So my sister started paying my school fees.
Yes.
And then in that time, God is faithful. There was a family in Rwanda, when our parents died, they kept us for like 1 year before we go back to Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
So they heard that what happened to us, and they say they're going to finance my sister to go to school, to university, so that she can take care of me. So they started paying the school fees to my sister in university.
Amen.
So my sister, she was in university, she was working, even be able to pay for my school fees.
Yes.
That was God. Yes, the budget was to squeeze, but God is faithful.
Yes.
And even our church, sometimes in Rwanda, they used to give us food. You know, sometimes, you know, as a lady, you need many things, but
yes.
God has always been faithful.
Amen.
And I started celebrating my birthday when I was 22 years.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Happy birthday to me.
My sister bought for me a cake and she was, and bought for me a phone.
Yes.
I mean, the life was not easy, but the peace that we had was enough for us. And even starting forgiving people,
yes.
You don't go carrying people on your shoulder.
Mm-mm.
You feel like you are at peace, you are at joy, even if things are not easy.
Yes.
But God kept us there.
Amen.
And I remember there's a day we went, me and my sister, for prayer on the mountain.
Mm.
That's when God gave me a promise.
Tell me.
God told me, I'm going to send someone who is going to pay for your school fees and he will take care of you.
Amen.
Imagine God is giving you that promise. On the ground, things are different. You know, you don't have food. Getting clothes is difficult. I mean, it wasn't easy. But I said, God, let me hold on to that. So before even God gave me that promise,
yes.
I remember there is a book I used to write my prayer request. I pray that I ask God, I pray that you will give me success in my exams so that I finish my high school. And if possible, give me a school outside Rwanda. I used to be a dreamer, despite of the things that I was going through. And God confirmed it with that prophecy. He gave me a promise.
Mm.
So grace, I picked that and put in my heart. And trust God, even when I wasn't even understanding the process that I was in.
Mm.
So after that, I finished my high school.
Yes.
It wasn't easy, but I thank God that I finished.
Mm.
So after finish, I told my sister, I'm not going to sit next to you at home.
Mm.
You are trying to work hard, even go to school. let me go to Kenya and look for a house help job so that I can be able to get money to pay for my school fee. Because for me, my dream was to finish school.
Yeah.
Grace, to be honest, before I left Rwanda, for me, it was looking for a house help job. Yeah. Not even dreaming to work for Kenyans or people. Dreaming to work for white people. Because for them, they'll be paying me, you know, in dollars, you know.
When you translate, you change it, it's good money.
To be, I mean, a lot of money. Yeah. So I'll be able to pay for my school fees in university. Mm. Imagine, even if you're dreaming for a job, for a small job, you're not dreaming small.
No.
White people, not even, I mean. And then add on that, my English was so bad. Now I can be able to speak, you know. Imagine, you know for sure you don't know English, but you're dreaming to work even for the people who speak fluent English.
Yeah.
That was a dream that can come from faith of hearing the word of God. So I came to Kenya in 2013, January, with my small bag, looking for a house help job. The moment I landed in Kenya, I went to live with the brother to my mom.
Yes.
So the wife used to stay here in Kenya, but the husband used to live in UK. So when I reached there in that family, so the uncle called me, say, can I pay for you college? You go for college, you do some computer package as you wait for you to get a job. I said, yes. God.
That is God.
You are giving me courage when I came looking for a house help job. So we were living in Kawangwari. So the college I used to go to was in Riruta. So I started going to that college. So that college gave me confidence to speak in English, even in Kiswahili. So I did that college for 4 months. And after, I said, now it's time to get a job. Now I can be able to hear English, even speak Kiswahili.
Yes.
So, but in that time, I used to come to fellowship in Sitam Valley Road. So one Sunday I came. And then the pastor was preaching and say, there is one person here who God will change their life in this year. And I said to myself, it is not by an accident to be here. This is my word. So I picked that promise and I went home.
Yeah.
And then when I went home, the uncle, the one we are living together here in Kenya, the brother to my mom, he called me, he say, the family who paid the school fees to my sister, they came back in Kenya. Can you go to visit them? I said, you know, in an African family, as an orphan, when you go to visit them, people think that you need money. I said, God, I'm not going to ask for money. Me, I'm here to look for a job. You know, very serious.
You are still focusing on the house help job or you had graduated?
No, house help job, because now there is...
English is clear.
Yeah,
so
English is clear.
Okay.
So I went to visit them. When I met with the father in that family, when he looked at me, he said, do you want to go to school for university? I said, God, is it happening or no? You know, you want someone to repeat can you repeat what did you say?
Yeah.
Do you want to go back to school for university? I said, God, this is not happening. I started shaking. I could not believe that this is happening to me. So when we reached in their home, they started explaining to me, go and look for any university that you want.
Of your choice.
Of your choice. We are going to pay for you.
A university of your choice.
Amen. In Kenya.
Abroad now. Abroad. For you.
I'm telling you, to be honest, when I sit in that sitting room, I was shaking. I could not even eat.
Oh God.
When I left that home, I called my sister. My sister, I don't know what is happening. If I die tomorrow, just know what happened today. They are going to pay for my school fees. Because, you know, a family, they're paying for my school fees for my sister. But for me, I wasn't thinking that it can be able even for me to pay for me. That was God himself.
Yes. Mm.
So I went to look for university. And for me, as a young girl who had been, you know, raised good and a lady who fear God, so I look for cheap university so that, you know, to be humble, you know. But my preference was Catholic university.
Yeah.
So I picked like 4 universities.
The humble ones,
the humble
as you
one
say.
And Catholic university.
Yeah.
So when I meet with the father and then I show him the paper, he said, go to Catholic university. I said, God.
The desire of your heart.
The desire of my heart. To be honest, I could not hold my tears. And then to add on that, he said, go even to look for a house near school. I will pay for you.
That is Karen.
Oh, no, I say God. Now, let's go slow. Because if you come very quick like this, I think I'm going to die because it's too heavy on me. I have never seen this in my entire life.
Yeah.
God changed my life.
Amen.
He removed the cloth of pain, of bitterness, everything that I went through. He clothed me with the new cloth of joy and happiness.
Amen.
God said that he's a father to the orphan. He will not come, but he will send his own people.
Yes.
They bought for me everything that I needed. Everything that I needed.
Mm.
A very nice house in Karen.
Oh. The high end.
And then my choice was to do computer science. That's what I was doing.
Mm.
Grace, I don't know how to say this.
Oh.
God used this family to change our life, me and my sister.
Mm.
God, indeed, he's a father to the orphan. Mm. To be honest, he just showed himself. Every time I see that the father, now I call him my father.
Mm.
I see him as God sent to me. Where I used to live before, no one loved me. But in this family, someone, you know, people are loving, are welcoming you.
Mm.
You can even be able to sit with them on the same table, eat the same food.
Oh.
I remember the first day I could not eat. I was shaking. How do people sit on the same table and eat?
You'd never seen that.
And then because of that, I started developing fear. Mm. Like, what if these people are going to die? What if these people are going to do something because of the what I have been going through, the trauma of my past.
Mm.
But God changed my life.
Amen.
So I started going to Catholic University. But as I was telling you, because of the trauma of my past, now the devil brought fear. That several I could feel like I'm scared to death. Like I could wonder, how could these things happen to me? Because of how I have lived for 12 years in pain and now see God how he has changed my life. And I remember I went in my house, I told God, but if I did not die in that time, I'm not going to die today.
Amen.
After changing my life.
Mm.
Because of God and his word, I started praying. Prayer has been one of my greatest prayer in my life and reading his word.
Mm.
So I started speaking faith and the word of God upon my life.
Mm.
I was dealing with anxiety disorder on a high level because of the trauma.
Yeah.
So what I did is that I said, let me join counseling so that I'll be able to open up in front of people. Maybe I'll be able to feel healed or peaceful in my heart.
Mm.
So I joined counseling in school.
Yes.
That's when I started sharing my story. Before, I used not to share my story like this.
Mm.
I could start sharing my story and just in tears, fear, but God is faithful. That's why that is my song.
Amen.
Every challenge and pain that I have went through, God has never left me.
Mm.
During that anxiety disorder that I was going through, God came through.
Mm.
He kept me safe. He protected me. His word was just life in my life.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that.
Okay. There is a point that you had mentioned. You went through depression at some point.
Mm. Yeah.
What was depression? How did God heal you out of that?
Let me tell you, Grace. Our hope as Christian is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Outside God, there is no life.
Mm-mm.
What I did not even share with you, there's a time I wanted to kill myself.
What was happening?
Let me tell you, sometimes life can become so tough and difficult until you wish just to give up. But the moment, the day you gave your life to Christ, God held your life in his hand. When he said he will never let you down, indeed he's true with his word.
Mm.
He has never put me to shame. Through all depression that I went through, God was there. His word was alive in my life. To read in his word, what does the word of God say to me in this season? When I am scared, what does the word of God say to me? That was the point of my healing.
Amen.
And even hold myself to Christ. Have you ever hold on to him and say, God, if you don't intervene, me, I'm completely done.
Mm.
And in my university for 4 years, when I was going through that, imagine my classmate, no one knows what I was going through, but God kept me. And I could say, God, you know what I went through. You know my past. Unless you help me to deal with my past and accept what I went through, unless you intervene, for me, I don't see any answer where it's going to come from.
Yeah.
Christ is the answer.
Amen. Amen, indeed.
In all things that we go through, Christ is the answer. For me, that's the solution that I can say.
Amen.
You can see a counselor, you can talk to people, but God himself has the key for your healing.
Oh, Pastor Gakwandi, now, because of time, let's see how God will help us to, you know, to get to this. So you cleared campus.
Yeah, I cleared in 2016.
That's when.
So I cleared, I finished my school, my university in 2016. I did a very good graduation party with my father and my mother. You know, life has changed. Yes. I can smile. You know, you can even see it on my face, you know.
And there are more birthdays for you.
Imagine. Uh-huh. That was a very big party for me.
Yes.
And I thank God for my father and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, after finishing university, you know, you're looking for a job, you know, I have been dreaming now. I have my degree. You're dreaming big now to go to work in that big company. It's not about house help now. You know, God has changed your life, you know.
Yes.
You know, so it was like, now what next?
Mm.
But when I joined university, I told God, after changing my life, I want to use my story to impact other young people, to give hope to someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to share my story in university. Even I used to be a chairlady in CU and Catholic University. So I used to serve God because I was like, it's about school and serving Lord here.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, it's not in my agenda because I came here because of God.
Yes.
So when I cleared my university, I went back to Rwanda in 2017. And in my head, I was like, God, after changing my life, I was dreaming that big job, you know, that super job that is going to change my family, that I'm going to help them. So that's when I started another season called the Season of Silence.
Tell me.
Have you ever been in a season where God is quiet? Nothing is working out. You apply for a job, nothing.
Mm.
You go for interview, nothing.
Yeah.
And here I was 27 years in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And in Rwanda, when you're 27, now my sister, she got married in 2016, in August.
So you were there.
I'm telling you.
You are on your own now.
Yeah, I was on your own.
Yeah.
So like my family could ask, you finished school, you went to study outside.
Yeah, Rwanda. Abroad.
There is no job, no husband. What is going on in your life?
Mm.
My classmate, they could ask, where is your God? Did God speak to you? Did you hear clear from God?
Mm.
You know, it was so painful again. It's like God put me on the mountain again. For which reason, I did not know. So I kept on looking for a job, nothing. So I could get a job for 6 months. After that, it's ending. So I have to start looking for another job.
Yes.
So 2017, it was about waiting on God. And 2017, when it ended 2018, I was like, this is my year. So I applied for scholarship. Now I'm going to go to study abroad in Europe. Now it's not about Kenya, you know. I did not get that scholarship.
Uh-oh. God was quiet on that.
God was quiet.
Okay.
But through that season, I learned to trust God even when I don't understand.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies here, they text here on this platform.
Mm.
Grace, I'm tired. You know, I'm 27. No boyfriend, no job, no nothing. Don't tell me to wait on God. I've heard that so many times. Speak to that lady. Speak to that gentleman listening.
He's still on time.
Amen.
He's still on time.
Yeah.
Wait upon God. In his time, I, the Lord, when time is right, I will do it. He will do it in his own time.
Mm.
So 2017, 2018, it was, God was so silent. But I choose not to give up. But I choose to use what I was going through to help somebody else. Praying and reading his word. And also remember what he did in the past.
Mm.
Like, God, how you cannot took me out of those things that I went through. Mm. And you reach here and you left me. That will not happen. So in 2019, I went back to Rwanda. And God told me, Gakwandi, you need to come back to Kenya. God started to remind me what I said before when I joined university. Mm. If you change my life, I use my story to impact many young people.
Yeah.
I will help young people. I will give hope to people. God started bringing that life in my heart.
Yeah.
And I said, God, how do you want me to do that? So when I was in that process, God spoke to me. I was at home and God told me, how do you want to speak to your children?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to help your children? If so, it comes as when I started writing, because in that season, I started writing a document about Hope Mentorship Program for young people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I was speaking to my children, how I want to educate them, how I want them to deal with issue young people they are facing nowadays.
Mm.
So I started building that Hope Mentorship Program and I was alone. You can imagine, I have been waiting upon God. Starting this Hope Mentorship Program, I don't have a job.
Mm-mm.
But God was with me.
Amen.
So how I joined Sitambari Road is that I came to see Pastor Lucy and to show her the mentorship program that I was doing, how I was trying to mentor young people and impacting them. And even, even look for the challenge young people that are facing nowadays.
Yes.
So when I shared my project with Pastor Lucy, and she told me, Gakwandi, you need to apply for camp intern, because we used to serve together in CU in New Catholic University.
Mm.
She knew me, how I was passionate serving the Lord.
Mm.
And then she told me, Gakwandi, can you try to apply for camp intern in Sitam?
Yeah.
I said, God, after all the failure and the disappointment and rejection that I went through for 2 years, Lord, because of you, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
If it is your will, let me get this opportunity. Because she was like, you'll be able now to understand where God is calling you, which way God wants you to, like, you serve him.
Mm.
So I applied like other people.
Mm.
They called me for an interview. And then the next they called me, you have been selected. I was like, God, no way. This is not happening.
Yes.
So I hold on to my Hope Mentorship Program and say, God, I am here to serve you.
Yeah.
Which ways? I don't know.
Yes.
So when I was praying, I was like, God, you know my story started in Sitambari Road.
Mm.
I pray that they bring me here in Sitambari Road.
That was your desire to be boosted.
That was my desire. And God brought me.
Where
God changed my life, that's where God brought me to serve him and to serve his people. And Grace, to be honest with you, when every person that comes to see me, I help them as if I'm helping myself, because I was there. Now God changed my life.
Yeah.
It's my time to give back to God and serve him and serve his people.
Amen.
So my calling, that's how it started. But you can understand, I had to wait on God.
Yes. For that while.
Those seasons where you don't understand. Imagine all your classmates, they have got married, they have a good job. You're just alone.
Mm.
And all of them know that you served God.
Yes.
They ask you, where is your God now? Do not give up on God.
Amen.
Do not give up on God. Hold on to him. And if you trust in him, he will never put you to shame.
True.
And to share with you another thing about forgiveness.
Mm.
Forgiveness is not about speaking, it's about action.
Tell me.
In 2019, the auntie, the wife to my uncle, they called me, her daughter, that my mom, she has missed for 3 days. Nobody knows where she went.
Mm.
And I said, God, this is my time to preach forgiveness in this family. I looked for money, people helped me, and I went to look for the wife to my uncle in Tanzania, who missed for 3 days.
Oh.
Can't you imagine when I reached there? After 4 days, we found her.
Oh.
And the issue that she had some issue with the neighbor. We tried to resolve the problem. But when the wife to my uncle saw me, she was in tears.
Mm.
She could not understand. And that's the point I understand. Forgiveness is not about speaking. It's about action.
Yeah.
Because when I heard the news, I did not, because if you want to know that you have forgiven someone, hear their bad news. How, which is your reaction?
Your response to that.
Do you say, eh, this is their time. Let them suffer. Let them suffer. But for me, I say, God, this is my time to go and serve you and speak love to this family.
Okay.
So I went and helped her. And she was like, I have never thought in my life you'll be part of the people who can help me.
But God.
God. Amen. Forgiveness is for you, not for other people.
Do it for yourself.
For you.
Okay.
And God will open the blessing in your life.
Now you're blessed, Pastor, isn't it?
Amen. I'm happy. Amen. I'm happy in the Lord.
Amen. Let's just check a few sample before that, because of time, because I want us to pray. I would want you to speak to a young person or an old person listening to us this afternoon and says, I've carried this bitterness and pain for 20 years, for the last 1 year, for the last 2 years. You know, a representative of that is this dear listener who says, thank you, Grace, for this show today. It's been 22 years holding on to bitterness over my parents. They made my son get lost. God help me to forgive them. You know, this is a representative of that. I would want you to speak to that person and also to speak to parents listening to us.
The first of all, we speak to the parents. If you are raising somebody else's child, take care of that child. Maybe your blessing may come to that child that you are raising. Do not abuse them, because you don't know the purpose that is upon the life of that child. About the children, if you have your two parents, you don't know how blessed that you are. I am a born again, I serve the Lord. But the pain of losing your two parents never end. You have to always connect to God each and every day. Because sometimes the pains comes where you need your father to be there, but God is there. So if you have your two parents, whether you see them, they are far from you, there is issue between you and your parents, forgive them. They are your parent. No matter what, you are blessed to have them in your life. And then about people who are dealing on how can I forgive? Forgiveness is not for the people who broke your heart, who hurted you. It's for you. Unless you forgive them, imagine God forgives our sin each and every day we go to Him. How can I hold on this person and God always forgive my sin? And forgiveness will open the blessing to your life. Sometimes when in present worship and I raise my hand, I say, God, I have no bitterness. I have no anything hold to anyone. I feel I have peace in my heart. Forgiveness is for you. It's for you. And it will open the blessing in your life. And this is the gospel that God wants us to preach during this season. Forgiveness, love, unconditional love to each and everyone. Because let me tell you, Grace.
Yes.
I don't know your purpose. You don't know my purpose.
No.
I better love you and respect you because I don't know. In front, you may be the one who is going to help me.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is for you. Please, let's learn to love. Love is everything that we need. Because I have said that what I have missed, I will give to people.
Yeah.
I love without looking where you come from. Because I have lived in a life where people hated me. This is my season to love people and forgive them.
Amen. Because I want us to pray in the next 1 minute. John Gathu saying your story is encouraging because I'm passing through the hardest times. I need prayers. We'll be doing that shortly. After all the pain and tears, God changed her story. She can testify this God. Our God is so faithful to fail us. God bless you, Pastor. That is Alicia. Thank you. I've just learned, like Stephen, that when we forgive, the heavens open. That's very true. Thank you for writing. I'm encouraged by the testimony. Please pray for me because I've lost hope completely. completely contemplating suicide because I don't see the need of leaving. That is Mary. What would you tell Mary, Pastor, as we pray?
Mary, do not lose hope. Do not give up on God. The good days are ahead of you. Do not look at the current situation. God is able to change your pain into the greatest blessing. That's the reason why I'm sitting here. Do not give up. Please, do not.
Okay. You can pray, Pastor. We have a minute.
Dear Lord, I thank you. You are a good Father, dear Lord. Let your name be glorified today, O God. Let the entire world know that you are God, and apart from you, Lord, we have no other God. Lord, I thank you for the people who have listened today, O God. Lord, whatever that they are going through, dear Lord, I want to speak life and hope in their life in the name of Jesus, O God. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control in the name of Jesus, O God. You changed my life. Lord, I am here because of you. And God, your word says that you are the same God for yesterday, today, and forever. You remain the same, O God. Lord, may you surprise each and everyone who have listened to us today. And they are going through a lot, O God. The parents who are going through a lot, Abba Father, may you surprise them today, O God. May they know that you are God and there is no other God than you, Abba Father, because you are able to do great things in our life. Lord, we thank you for that healing. We thank you for those people that you enables them to forgive, O God. We thank you, dear Lord, Abba Father. We glorify your name, O God. Lord, you say that you will never leave us nor forsake us, O God. Lord, I know for sure you will not leave them. Those who are feeling like they want to give up, oh God, you will come through to them, oh God, our Father. We thank you, dear Lord, because you will remain to be our God no matter what, oh God. We choose to trust in you. We choose not to focus on our current situation in our nation, and we choose to focus on you and trust in your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, you pray and believe. And amen. If there is someone who wants to give their life to Christ, Lord, Abba Father, we pray for them.
Yes, Lord.
Outside God, there is no life. But in you, Lord, there is life and there is hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and believe.
Amen. 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 Amen.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.